This special edition in-depth program on our first responders is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, the Pleasantville Clinic and E.J. McKeever Clinic, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, Marion County Auto Body, Knoxville Raceway, and the Marion County Fair Association. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Capstone Behavioral Health, Don's Heating and Cooling, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Hewitt Service Center in Monroe, Anytime Fitness, and McCall Monument. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, our first responders work to keep us safe. Where we run from danger, they run towards it. Behind the scene, dispatchers coordinate rescue efforts. What technologies do they have to help them do their jobs, and how does it work? In the seventh part of a special 10-part in-depth series on our first responders, let's go in-depth with Casey Visser, dispatcher, Marcia Slycord, Communications Director, and Chief Robert Bokinski with the Pella Police Department. So, Casey, how many screens are we looking at here?
We're looking at 6 total screens in the dispatch center.
And there's all kinds of different radio equipment. Is that all there is radio equipment?
Yes, we have radio equipment. We have the generator. We have the outdoor warning plectron. We have a backup radio.
A backup radio?
Uh-huh. Sometimes in the dispatch center, we have 2 people who work in our dispatch center, obviously, and that radio there is basically a twin of the station.
Okay, so in case something goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and so in front of me, I'm sitting here right next to you. In front of me is a map of some sort, and with a phone in the center. What is this?
These 2 screens actually work hand in hand, and this is our 911 system.
So I sat right down in front of the 911 system.
Yes, you did.
Am I ready to go and answer a call?
Yep.
You think so?
Have at it.
Well, no, it takes particular kinds of training. I wouldn't even know what button to push. Would I, Marcia?
Probably not.
I mean, I've watched for a while, but it's a complex system, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And how long does it take to learn?
Our training period here at the police department for a dispatcher is approximately 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay. And so, all right, the screen on my left, what's happening there? It says 911 on it, and does it come up with an address?
Sure. Here would be the address of the caller, whether it be if it's a landline, the address, the physical address would come up. If it's a cell phone, the cell phone number appears. It also shows which responding agency should go, law enforcement, medical, and fire.
Well, how does it know that?
If it's a landline, it depends on the address, the jurisdiction. If it's a cell phone, it won't come up.
Okay.
I mean, that information doesn't come up with a cell phone.
And that's based off of an MSAG that goes through the phone company and then comes back through the 911 system and tells us that. The 911 coordinators set that up in conjunction with the telephone company.
All right, and so if it's not a Pella call, you can route it somewhere else.
That's correct.
All right, but occasionally 911 calls come in to Pella that aren't for Pella. Is
mm-hmm.
that right?
Yeah, a while back, TJ received one from Ohio. Somehow bounced in and came through to here. They were requesting an ambulance to respond. There was a little bit of a speech barrier between the two as well. But he facilitated telling the caller to call 911 again and ensured that he got the proper assistance. But that's kind of the quirk of technology. We can't always be sure our call is going where we think it's going.
Well, and I bet sometimes when somebody's on the edge of Pella, it might go to Marion County, it might go to Pella when they're out in the county.
That's exactly right. Or if you're traveling on I-80, we have them bounce off the towers there, and we'll get calls that really belong in Jasper County.
All right, and so you just know how to make that happen, get the right team on the ground.
With the questions that dispatch asks.
Our familiarity with our own jurisdiction with the area helps to know who should respond.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on our first responders is brought to you in part by Hubes Garage, Vermeer Corporation, Iowa State Savings Bank, Pella Roll Screen Foundation, Dan's Plumbing and Heating in Knoxville, and the Knoxville Police Department and Knoxville Fire and Rescue. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety at KNIAKRLS.com and the radio audio media player and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pleasantville Schools, Knoxville Regional Livestock Market, Marion County Public Health Department, Morris Roofing, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, and the Knoxville Area Anesthesia Services with Steve Eck.
I continued my conversation with Casey Visser, dispatcher, Marcia Slycord, communications director, and Chief Robert Bokensky with the Pella Police Department. It comes up on the landline, and is this a map that comes up too?
As you see, this is the cell phone number that called this time. It's showing that the cell phone is wireless phase 2 compatible, which gives us GPS coordinates. In this circle here is hopefully where that caller was.
All right, and so it was a cell phone, and John McCoy has told me before that the cell phones don't have the accuracy that the landlines do.
That's correct.
All right, but you can in general get them there. So what would you tell somebody? Let's say that this was the emergency and they had to get there. There was somebody in trouble there calling from this cell phone number. What would you tell them?
I would say I received a 911 call coming from somewhere near the area of West 16th and Washington Street in Pella.
And that's as close as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still handy.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you don't.
Much better than not knowing anything.
And so, you know, like if it's a fire or a car wreck, you can get there and pretty much figure out what's happening pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting. Someday there'll be a satellite that'll show an image of that pop up on the screen, probably, huh?
Probably.
Yes. There's been equipment installed at the state level that's ready for that technology, but now it's up to the counties to get their equipment up to that. And with just like anything else, it takes funding. And as we see landlines dwindling, that surcharge money's going away, then they pursue the wireless companies for a surcharge to support this equipment. There's agencies in Iowa that don't even have some of the capabilities that we have here in Marion County, so we feel very, very fortunate here.
Well, yes, very nice. And so what is that over there? You just push some buttons. What is that? Sorry.
Yes, this is a touch screen. This is our radio and also controls the doors going in and out of the police department. We have control of every door. We know when every door here opens and closes. We have to acknowledge that alarm every time a door opens or closes.
You look and you see who's coming and going and if it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when I come up, you say, that's okay, that's Bob letting me in.
That's Bob, I can let him in, yes.
All right, and so if it's somebody that you don't know, then you'll go over to the
window.
And so people with business here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I notice this, the officers coming in, they have to do that too, or do they have a key?
They have a key.
All right.
Officers have a key. Pella Police Department, this is Casey. Yeah. Oh, sure. You bet. What kind of truck has it been? 1500. And is it parked in front or back? In the back. All right. I'll send an officer that way for you, okay? Uh-huh. Bye-bye. 80 for Pella.
Go ahead.
84. I have a 1046 Keys at Midtown Tire. A blue 2002 Chevrolet 1500 parked in the back of the building.
Seven.
someone locked their keys in their vehicle.
Someone's going to go help them.
And an officer's going to go help them, yes.
And you just logged it in.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes another one.
Pella Police Department, this is Casey. Hi, Joe. Good, and you? Yeah, but you'll have to call Iris at the business office. Yes. Do you have that number? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
And what was that about?
That was simply a business question, just wanting to know where they were to pick up the handicap passes for Tulip Time.
Okay, what's this noise now?
That bleeping is when the Marion County Sheriff's Office is receiving a 911 call. At least I just know that an emergency is going on there.
Somewhere in the county?
Yep.
And so you're prepared if you need to help?
That's right.
That's interesting. Do you...
Hello, 84 on 23.
10-4, 937.
Okay, so he logs in where he... Well, you log in. He tells you he's there. 23, I presume, means he's there.
On scene, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then you log that in.
Uh-huh. Our records management system records we have to manually enter all the radio traffic that comes into and goes out of the police department.
And why do you do that?
Because according to the FCC... We have to maintain licenses and all those kinds of things. I don't know if Casey has said the KAM-266, but that's our call letters under the FCC. And just like any, like your radio station, you have to do your call letters every so often, and you have to do emergency announcement, those types of things.
Right.
So
Okay. It's
based on those rules and regulations. The other reasons we log things are because the officers will come back and use those times. We use those times based on the responses to calls. The ambulance, when we page them, or the fire department for that matter, it's very, very specific to their times. For example, when the fire department gets to the scene after they've been dispatched, Pella Community Ambulance will be dispatched to someone that's not responsive and not breathing. They want to know exactly when they arrived, exactly when CPR was in progress. And that's what the communication staff is here doing, is logging all those calls, because those people are just not shouting, but giving that information constantly to dispatch, just feeding information. And it's our responsibility to date stamp anything that's come in, whether it's a phone call or any radio transmission.
And it might be something very important, like, say, with a response to criminal...
Let me check the solicitor's office.
Exactly. You know, when we're responding to a report of shots fired or something like that. So when exactly were the shots fired? So with the information that we get from the caller, and then we send the officer, we want to know... to later, and for the criminal investigation, how long it took them to get there, when exactly were the shots fired, so we could also glean information from witnesses too, gather information. And that's, I guess, what dispatch really does, is that first contact of gathering information for an investigation. So when a citizen calls, it seems to them like it's not important. The dispatcher is asking so many questions. What do they need to know for? Well, we're the first contact regarding an investigation, whether it be a huge investigation or a very small investigation. Dispatch is an important key to that.
Well, and I just was here getting set up when the Department of Criminal Investigation called and wanting some specific information on an investigation that's ongoing in the city. They needed those times, right?
Right.
And you were able to look it up?
That's
really
right. And
quickly.
We just referred to our records management system, just exactly what we're talking about here, and was able to get him that information.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on our first responders is brought to you in part by Pleasantville State Bank, Griffin Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, Raymaker Screen Printing, Two Rivers Cooperative, Verduft Agency, Central Cellular, and the Pella Walmart. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Dave's Pro Auto, Kooning Plumbing and Heating, Boats Home Furnishings, Dowie Pest Control, Van Haften Racing and Otley, and Pella Lock and Key. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Casey Visser, dispatcher, Marsha Slycord, communications director, and Chief Robert Bokinski with the Pella Police Department. What's happening with those cameras, the images of the cameras I'm seeing over there behind Marsha?
We have our two interview rooms, our sight and sound recorded. Then we have the hallway, I guess I would refer to that as the east hallway. The council chambers are in that hallway. Those are both recorded as well. Then the next two are our jail cells. We have two holding cells here at our department.
Okay, so you're monitoring everything that's happening inside. Why, mm-hmm. Now, why do that? For protection? For what?
All of that. Basically for protection, for us, for a prisoner, for interviews. You can refer back to the interview process, investigations.
Well, and what's this computer here for?
That is actually, not only is it a twin of this records management system. These two computers are exactly the same, but this computer is also, or this monitor also would be where we would monitor any surveillance cameras that are installed within the city.
They are surveillance cameras around the city?
Mm-hmm.
Are they permanent or do they move around? Or
they can be moved around.
Okay, and that's just for maybe where you suspect crimes are occurring or you know crimes are occurring and you might put up a camera.
Exactly.
All right, so hopefully there's some criminals listening to this.
Yes, hopefully. <They don't. laughs>
And so they don't know where the cameras are, do they?
No.
No.
That's not public.
And so how many officers, how many people are employed by the Pella Police Department?
We have 15 sworn officers, 5 full-time dispatchers, 1 communication supervisor, a police and fire support specialist, and 5 reserve officers.
Okay, and so, and you know everybody pretty well?
Uh-huh.
And so do you detect things? Oh, go ahead.
Excuse me. Pella Police Department, this is Casey. Fine, and you? Sure. Okay. Okay. Okay.
City Rescue Indiana County.
I don't believe that we've come to that conclusion yet. Officer Orr is working today, and he's actually in the building now. Let me speak with him, okay? Just a moment.
Female, weak and shaky. She's been having chest pains. They gave her a nitro. Her blood pressure dropped 100 over 50.
Hey, Dave. Line 1 is for you. What you're hearing is the Marion County Sheriff's Office paging out for rescue.
Okay.
So not only do we have our own traffic, but we're also monitoring all sorts of other frequencies.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on our first responders is brought to you in part by Laley USA, Dr. Kurt Vanderplu, Precision Pulley and Idler, McGriff's of New Sharon, Golf Cars of Iowa, Infeld Meat Market, Pella Engraving, Pella Regional Health Center, Van Haften Plumbing and Heating, and U.S. Bank. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety at kniakrls.com in the radio audio media player and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Windmill Mall Antiques, Vandenberg's, Central Cellular, and Pella Knoxville and Sully, Franklin Street Clothing, Meniga Pest Control, Cabinet Design Appella, West End Auto, and Community First Credit Union.
I continued my conversation with Casey Visser, dispatcher, Marsha Slycord, communications director, and Chief Robert Bokensky with the Pella Police Department.
84. Did you have traffic for Pella?
I'm 10-8, vehicle unlocked.
10-4. 10-8, 9:47. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty busy. You were on the phone. You got a call from...
What, my officer.
Mm-hmm. And then you were transferring a message, and you had that 911 call coming in from Marion County, and you had me bugging you.
Yes. Ta-da! Welcome to Monday.
Is that what happens a lot on Mondays?
It doesn't. Yeah. Welcome to Pella PD, I suppose. Yeah.
All right. So there were five things happening,
mm-hmm.
and you were able to handle all of that.
I was. Yes. It's one thing that is you... One thing that I enjoy about my job is that you, right now, it's pretty quiet. I mean, truthfully, it's not anything we can't handle. And in the next 2 minutes, it could just, you never know what's going to happen next.
It'll happen right when I leave, probably.
It might.
And so what am I missing? What am I not seeing here that I should be asking you about?
I think that while she's trying to manage this, or she is managed, not trying, she is managing this, someone will come to the window.
And so you have to wait. Yeah. Do you signal them to wait just a second?
Try to give them the hand signal of
stop.
I'm busy.
Just a
and
moment.
Some people don't see that because they can't see the dispatcher all the time.
So you're having to deal with
impatient.
The public, too.
Exactly.
So it must be really crazy during tulip time.
It is, can be pretty ridiculous during tulip time, yes. Because, and even actually on nice Saturday afternoons, many of the businesses uptown do not have public restrooms, so they refer people to our building, and so lots of people are in and out.
Well, hi, Chief. Well, I've just been learning how they work at dispatch here.
Glad to have you.
So do they do a good job over here?
Oh, they do an outstanding job. I've been around a lot of dispatchers and from a number of agencies, and I would put these dispatchers up against any of them. They're very, very capable, very faithful employees. We're very lucky to have them in this community.
Thanks to Casey Visser, Marsha Slycord, and Chief Robert Bokensky for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.